While you listen to Bet Cozzy and Limo, imagine you were laying poolside in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery's $3 million Somerton Park home. Yep, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Homelottery.com.au. Bet Cozzy and
Limo. SAFM. On a Friday. Zach throws us under the bus, really?
He's our audio producer,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is, our mate, Zach. In what a week. Let's take a look. Zach, Cozzy and Limo.
Guys, what a week. In this crazy mixed up world, it's important to take a step back and really ground yourself in certain situations. But also, hypothesizing more interesting situations is just too fun. Case in point, this scenario starring one of Australia's most downtrodden D-list celebrities, Chappelle Corby.
Imagine you're Chappelle Corby and you legitimately need a boogie board bag. You need to buy one. Can you imagine going into the shops and going, hi, where are the boogie board bags?
Yeah.
You're going somewhere and you go, if I don't have the right bag for that,
yeah.
I'm buggered. You'd have to get someone else to
you'd
do it for you.
Get Mercedes to do it, sure.
Or leave it there.
They wouldn't argue with Mercedes. She's terrifying. But she'd be walking and going, no, seriously, I've got the boogie board at home. I have. I lost the bag and I know.
Imagine the shop worker going home. You won't believe who came in today.
Looks like she ain't boogie boarding anywhere this summer. Supremely un-gnarly. Next on our list of hypotheticals, if you actually washed your bed sheets. Very infrequently in my case. Oh, wait. It says if you wash them straight after you buy them. I'm not gross.
When you buy new bed sheets, do you whack them straight on the bed or do you wash them first? Diane from Two Wells.
Put them straight on the bed because the last time I bought sheets, I washed them and they had the wrong size in the packet.
Well, that's what the wife did. She did exactly the same thing.
Oh.
So now we're stuck with a smaller pair.
Oh, you'll have to have a toga party.
I come in tomorrow wearing bed sheets. But I actually like how much they let my body breathe. Oh, who's dressed Cozzy? Is that Tontine?
Cozzy, are you in a double or a super king? You look wonderful
today. Please call me Sheridan.
Thanks, Coz. Who knew hypothetical situations could give me such vivid nightmares? And speaking of vivid nightmares, the thought of Beck trying to park her car gives me vivid nightmares.
Car parks make me very anxious.
Can I tell you something? You make car parks very anxious as well.
You have to go and find the pay station. Yeah. Or there's humans in some of them. I parked in Target the other day. There's a person.
When you parked in Target, that was a checkout chick. Not an actual park.
Nothing like a tasteful vehicular manslaughter joke to perk you up in the morning. Hypothetical vehicular manslaughter, of course. But apparently car parks are giving more than just Beck grief.
I have genuine anxiety about car parks. Beck, do you share this?
I got stuck for 2 hours trying to find my car.
Oh, no.
I then called my girlfriend, have her laugh at me, and then I needed to go and find security, and I had to look it up on the TV footage. And
oh,
the
best story ever, you reckon? Limo, tell them.
You never know what your day is going to bring. Kel goes to the front door. There's two police officers. And they said, yes, can we have a look at your security camera vision? And Kel was like, okay, what's happened? The police have arrested this dude pretty much on our front fence and they wanted our security camera vision. So we, of course, hand over the security vision to the police. To
delete help. The bedroom feed.
Oh, yeah. You want to see a real crime?
I don't.
Mr. Lehman, why are you dressed up as a police officer in that shop?
Why are you wearing Velcro police pants?
Can we have those cuffs back?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Officer. Was I speeding? Do you need to inspect the vehicle? Hypothetical. See you next week, guys.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Dex Gift.
Man, I couldn't have jumped on the group WhatsApp quick enough last night when I discovered Tommy Lee's... So he broke the internet last night. He uploaded to Instagram a photo of him perched on the side of a swimming pool or a spa, taken from above, and you can see everything.
And then instantly it was like a game of internet rodeo. Like, how long would this stay up for before it fell off and Gonski? You reckon Instagram got a phone call? Terry, you better get up. There's something we need to delete.
Just to be sure, I did keep regularly checking back.
Didn't you?
By the time I went to bed, it had been up for more than 4 hours.
Who actually shared it on our group chat? You did, Beck.
Of course I did, mate.
that is an unnatural arrangement too. I mean, as I said earlier, that thing looks like it should have an elbow or a knee or something.
Yeah, it's got to
It's just it's insane. You know, when I first saw it, you know what flashed into my head? As soon as I saw that, the nude of Tommy
Lee. Like looking in the mirror?
Yeah, well, far from it. A fun park mirror. I saw it and I thought of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. This came into my head.
Hey, bada, 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 so, bada.
Oh.
Hey, bada, 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 so, bada, you can't,
Well, when it first came through on the WhatsApp group, I opened it up and at first I thought it was one of the English pole vaulters that had got gold.
Right.
And I was going, oh, there's his medal and there's his pole vault. Is that his pole vault?
He's 59, by the way.
Inches?
Oh.
He's, yeah.
Oh, that's the line? Oh, really? Oh, really? I say inches. Everyone's like, oh, God, won't watch his show anymore.
It's weird. For some reason, that was felt weird.
I know. Of all the other things we've said on and off air, I may add.
You're just talking about the width.
Now, that's too far. That's too far. Okay.
But on a serious note, so it was there for more than 4 hours, and we still don't know whether it was pulled down by Instagram or whether Tommy Lee's mum or someone got on the phone and said, come on, Tommy, delete it. So we don't actually know.
What you got feeling? Do you reckon it was pulled off?
Reckon it was pulled.
It would have been taken off. It would have been taken off.
Let's stop.
But he would have been. But my question is, why did he put it up there? Like, what was his motivation?
I think he was probably on having a few beers.
Well, it's not something you don't come home from Coles and unpack the groceries and just think you'll do that. You've obviously had a couple of something.
Pop this up on the gram.
Hang on, can I just quickly say...
Well, quickly, for the sake of your career, I'm going to finish it.
No, on my little soapbox.
Yeah.
It is actually a little bit of an indictment on Instagram that something, that full frontal explicit nudity like that can remain up for 4 hours. Because what if there was something more sinister that was posted, you know, something dangerous for kids to see, or, you know, we've heard women get photos of them breastfeeding taken down. And I think Instagram, when you've got a... It should have acted quicker. At least after 3 hours.
Beck was monitoring.
I screenshot it so quickly. Why would they drop my phone in my face?
I like it how you're the biggest fan of this photo, yet you're also the biggest fan of why it should be taken down.
Yes. It's a bit confusing. But anyway.
If you need a sister to DM it to you, I got it.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Beck, are you trying to sabotage me on air? Just as I'm about to talk, Beck drops a massive slice of cake in front of me and says, big slice for you. And I take a mouthful and then the song finishes.
I said little slice.
Now, I walk up and down Port Road every Monday looking for my real dad. No, I don't really. You know, once I said that on air and some people emailed me and said, look, we really do hope that you find your real dad. And that felt really bad for everybody. Anyway.
And then your real dad messaged in, and that was a shock.
I was walking past Port Road and along Port Road, and I walked past a shop, and I looked in, and I saw something that I'd never really thought about before. Now, when you guys were growing up, did you get many like awards and trophies and stuff at school?
Quite a few academic awards.
Did you? What about you, Lima, like footy? Did you ever get a trophy?
I got a few mostly for athletics, actually.
Oh, true.
For me. Yes.
You back netball?
Yeah, I had a few.
I got most improved for tennis 1 year.
Did you?
Mm.
See, as a kid, I don't ever remember getting handed a trophy, which was very hard as a child because, like, all my other mates and stuff were getting trophies for sport and stuff. And trophies were only really handed out in sport at Kanina. So I don't recall ever receiving a trophy.
Oh, honey.
In fact, not even the one that they give, you know, the fat kids, like the encouragement award. I may have got that. I'm not sure.
No. Hang on. A best team man? Come on.
Mm-mm. Coach's award?
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, walk along Port Road. You know what I walk past? A trophy shop.
Oh.
There is a shop on Port Road that is wall to wall with trophies and... You can just walk in and buy one.
Oh, it's your time to shine.
Yeah, it's even better than that. They're bloody cheap. They're cheap. Like when I was a kid, all I wanted was a massive trophy. And now, like, I look in this shop and I'm like, I just stood there looking through the window and I'm like, for $38, I could be Australia's best husband 2022. Don't put in the effort. At sport, don't worry about it. All sport fees and uniforms and every Saturday driving your kid around. Just go in there, pick a trophy, pick a sport that you love. I could be best Masters AFL football player South Australia 2022 for $47.50.
$47.50.
This is a cost.
I'm sniffing a Father's Day gift here.
100%.
I'd love a trophy for Father's Day.
If I wasn't so lazy, I was going to get you guys one and just think of a funny title. Yes, and then I'm like, yes. I don't want to part with $80 and I don't have time. But I thought that would have been funny.
Do they have the engraver in there as well, Cos? So you can just get whatever engraved on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah. There was one like that had a guy playing darts on the top of a massive trophy. That's just awesome. Something you'd get for the shed. You just go, like, best dartsman, South Australia, A. Costello. That was $72, but worth it.
Yeah. Oh, if you're single, you pick a girl up and you just, like, line your trophies up. Best lover.
Best. And then you know what you do at the end of the night, Ben? At the end of the night, you give her a trophy that says best first date ever. Hand it to her.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I was chatting about this yesterday, about how block houses go for mega bucks, but I always think to myself, who would buy a house that has been so openly rushed to be built? I mean, listen to the prices.
$4,256,000 a bid now. Quickly. $4,256,000.
But you've just bought a house that's been quickly built and slapped together. And the thing about that is, I'm sure tradies do that in day-to-day life. They go, oh, just quickly, that'll do, mate. Should be right. Don't worry about that. These guys are openly admitting it on national TV. Have a listen.
We're way off.
God.
A quick fix was, should we just throw a door on it?
Just throw a door on it. I don't understand. He was talking about the roof. Even Scott Cam admits that the contestants are pushed when they're building.
Completing a bathroom in only a week means all of our teams are under the pump.
A bathroom in a week, of course, they're under the pump. So I said yesterday, you'd have to be mad to buy a block house. And then we realised that one of our own, Dave Hughes, actually bought one of the block houses. So we've dragged him into the studio to say, what's the story?
Now, I understand why you would be concerned because, you want your multi-million dollar house to be built by amateurs in a hurry. That's what you want.
Have you had any issues with yours, Susie?
No. For all jokes aside, that was 2017 when I bought that house, and my wife wasn't at the auction, and she was not happy when she heard about it.
Yes.
She was taking kids to a school, to a party, and I did send her a text saying, you know, I'm bidding, and she never got back to that text. So I thought that was a go for it.
That's a green light, if ever I've seen
it. Yeah. So, and you know what? And I copped a lot of flack from many. The Financial Review wrote an article about how I was a terrible investor. You know, so I had a vagrant on the street tell me I was bad at investing. I'm like, there's a vagrant.
did the Fin Review say that on the basis that it was a block house and it was rushed?
Yeah, pretty much, and that it was overpriced. And but that's where I disputed them because even though. It's a ridiculous amount of money. They're not overpriced. And I'm going to tell anyone, they spend much more money than they get back. They spend money, they overcapitalize those houses.
Yeah.
So in the production of the TV show, they have the fanciest stuff. And even though it's built by someone who's an Instagram model, they are. So you in a way, you are getting a bargain if you can hold on to it for a long time.
Sounds to me like someone's drunk the Kool-Aid here.
Was there any point where you kind of opened the bathroom cabinet door and went, oh, they haven't sealed any of this stuff in here? Or it just where you went, that's not quite finished?
Look, not me personally, because I've spent very little time in that house. So I've actually rented it. I've rented it.
Oh.
And it's still being rented to this day, and it's down the road from a school. And
none of us are going to buy it, mate. All right, you don't have to. Are you putting pitching it to us?
All right, enough block chat, because of course you are now on Channel 10's The Masked Singer, keeping us entertained with your stupid guesses.
You sound just like Scary Spice, who has been parachuted into this TV show, and I love Mel B, but she was not aware of my role on the show. So like, I would just guess people, and she'd just go, "They're dead." I did not know Pavarotti had passed. I did not know that. So.
Was Pavarotti one of your guesses?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem with the show.
Yeah, because the greatest tenor of all time. What would he's flicking through his gig offers? Oh, yeah, the Masked Singer in Australia. That's what I'll do.
Did he want a holiday?
Tom Cruise? I mean, what the actual
Oh, you're not there. We're there for hours. I mean, I run out of names pretty quick. You know what I mean?
All right, mate. Well, good to hear that you are enjoying your block house, and maybe I need to eat my words when I say that you'd be crazy to buy a block house. Thanks for the time, mate, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, and your legends.
I like your safety goggles. Yeah.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Fat Man Scoop has just arrived over to host Fridays Live. Took it to the SAFM crew, so give it up for the one and only Fat Man Scoop.
Hey! Oh, man, wait, who made that?
Well, mate, that's our audio dude.
Wait, who did that?
That's like our audio engineer, Zach.
He's fire. Can y'all give me that? I like that. I love that.
It's good gear. Hey, this is R&B Fridays Live number 5 for you.
Yep.
What is it about it that you love?
The people, man.
Yeah.
More than anything, bro, the people.
Yeah.
The people, man. The energy. Seeing people, good times, and people having fun, you know, smiles, all of that. That's the biggest things, man. That's the biggest thing, the energy, the people. Listen, I know all these guys. I've worked with all of them. I'm going to see them here, there, and anywhere. But the people, you only get to see them once.
Yeah, very, very true, mate. We're honoured to have you on at SAFM this morning. It's awkward because before this interview, we were like, well, we're not 100% sure what we call you. I mean, we can't. You're Fat Man Scoop. Do we call you Fat Man or Mr. Scoop? Or what do people call you on a day-to-day basis?
They call me Scoop. Like, Mr. Scoop is like my father or something. Like, you know, like, just Scoop is fine, man. Fat Man, I feel like fat, when people call me Fat Man, it's like they don't know me. Or they don't. So I never like people to call me that. Like, Scoop is really what I like.
Yeah, great.
All right, we'll go with Scoop. Hey, let's talk about that lineup. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, Shaggy, and Jay Sean. Well, how's that for a lineup?
And don't forget Lumi D. Lumi D's on there too.
Oh, Lumi D. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an amazing lineup. Good times, fun people, everybody on that lineup I've dealt with before except Macklemore, and I could tell you just to a man, energy is good, personal energy is good. I know that we're going to have good times and fun. Nobody's going to be, you know, over ego and anything, because sometimes when you do these concerts, it's the game you don't see. It's this person don't want to be around this person. Oh, this person think he's better than this person.
Who
this
gets person the biggest trailer?
Right. Yeah. Who gets the biggest trailer? It's not one of those. Everybody on this is just down to earth, so this is good.
Well, let's keep it positive then. Off the list, who's your favorite person to party with?
I mean,
off that list.
You know something? Let me tell you something, because you guys, and this is going to sound weird, but when you guys go home, right? When you finish, what time you finish? 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Do you want to go home and do like 6 hours more radio?
No.
Right. You go home and you do something completely different. So when I do what I do, I go home and I never party. I go and do things that are the complete opposite. I'm big on massage.
Oh, yes.
I'm big on meditation, reflection. I listen to 50s music and talk radio. Right. Like that's what I do. And you know something? I've been doing this for almost 30 years. There's no way that I could do this and party every night and get on a plane and go here and go there. Mm. I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't eat meat. And that's what's been keeping me going that long.
Hey, Scoop, a lot of our listeners right now would be listening, driving along in the car. I'm interested to hear about your meditation and relaxing. Is there anything you think on a daily basis people should do to just chill out? Or maybe it's something that you do?
100%. First thing you need to do is get in a room where it's quiet. Get in a chair. Cut the lights off. This could be in the morning or this could be in the evening before you go to bed. And you need to give yourself 20 to 30 deep breaths. Think about absolutely nothing. It's going to be hard at first because your mind is not trained to it. But once you get to a certain point and you think about nothing, you just breathe in, you breathe out. And then after those 20 long deep breaths, you should start to think about what you want your life to be. So what do you want it to be from a financial sense? What do you want it to be like from a family sense? What do you want to drive? What do you want to own? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? And those are the things that I do. Now, I do that because I run around a lot. I might do that 3 times a week, but I get up every morning and every night and I pray. I believe that if you ask for it, it will be given. And my entire life and my entire existence has rolled on that and a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. If you're out there, you definitely need to start with that book.
All right, Scoop, I'm just absolutely mesmerized by your voice. You have the best voice. So if people don't recognize you to look at, like if you're at a restaurant or you're checking in to the airport, do people hear that voice and just go?
Listen, you know what's so crazy about it? Like, I never thought about it that way. I thought that I'd have to say, give me a lettuce, give me a Capri salad, give me, you know, let's go. Like, for people to hear that, you know, I want ice cream. But it's like, I can walk into a room and say, hey, man, can I have a Caprese salad with some ice cream on the side? And they'll be, oh, my God, that's Fat Man Scoop. So in that respect, I am blessed. I never knew I had this voice. I was like a rapper. I started out as a rapper. I was brought into the business by Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call them. And I got on the radio, and I never used the yelling voice. It's only when I started working with the Crooklyn Clan that I started yelling. So I had a gift that I never even knew about.
Do you ever yell around the house like that, mate?
Well, you know what it is? The only people who don't like the yelling are my kids.
Yeah.
What are you doing wrong? Get over here. You did something wrong. You're going to get your ass beat. Like, that, you have to understand, that is no good. But everybody else loves it.
When you start yelling at your kids, do your neighbors start dancing?
You know what it is? I've been lucky enough to live far away from neighbors because I've had houses and stuff like that. But, that's the one reason I don't like living in apartments anymore. I don't want to hear that Johnny can't read, man. I don't want to hear Johnny can't read, man.
You got a $100 bill, get your hands up. What's that in reference to? Do you want to take the money or what's?
No, listen, that song was just, I used to work for Hot 97. So what we would do is we would go and host the clubs. Like I said, we would just host the clubs. I wasn't even doing this stuff. I grew up in the Dougie Fresh system. If you guys don't know who Dougie Fresh is, go Google him. He's the world's greatest entertainer. When I got to the radio station, I used that mic ability to go host events. So what I would do is I would come up with these routines to make people, you know, make noise and stuff. Mm. And what I did was when I made Be Faithful, I just took every one of the routines that worked, and I put them all together.
Mm.
That was it.
Song.
And I was writing it on the floor on a carpet in my guy DJ Riz's house, one of the producers of Crooklyn Clan, and that's what it was.
What up, mate?
We're going to see that song live on November 6th in Adelaide. We cannot wait to see you. Thank you, Fat Man Scoop.
Thank you. Listen, people, I just want to say something. This morning, I believe it's at 11 a.m., tickets are on sale. Yep. So you have to go now. You have to go get it now. This is Australia's biggest party. However, it is the biggest party in the Southern Hemisphere, period. There are people from Indonesia calling me about this. Like, I'm telling y'all, get your tickets now. Get on it now, because if you're late and you miss out, It's sexy to be there, not as sexy to watch it on YouTube.
Oh, love it. Fat Man Scoop, thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Love you.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
See this? It's Flashback Friday.
What we do here is go back.
So much nostalgia around this week after the passing of Olivia Newton-John. Around Greece, Channel 9 playing it this week, and it won the ratings.
Yeah.
Such an iconic movie and created some lines that have gone down in history like this one.
Oh, come on, guys. You know you mean a lot to me. It's just that Sandy does too, and I'm going to do anything I can to get her. That's
about it. Stir.
Tell me about it.
She had a cigarette in her mouth, which I don't think is great role modelling, but, you know.
There's another one.
It was
one.
The '70s.
Have a listen to this one. This is a goodie.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
So good. That Aussie accent.
Great.
So
yes.
Good. So we want to know on 131060 for Flashback Friday, recite your movie lines, your favourite ones to recite, and we'll try and guess them. Limo, you got one?
Yeah, a bit of a game.
Okay. All right. What about this? It's 110 miles to Chicago City. Got a full pack of cigarettes, half a tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
South Aussie with Cozzy.
No, it's the Blues Brothers. Guys.
The Blues Brothers, yes.
Okay. I know Cozzy hasn't seen many movies, so I'm going to make it really easy for him.
Okay.
Bueller. Bueller.
Yeah. Oh. Cozzy?
You've only got one, and it's 8 seconds.
No, it's Bueller. 8 seconds. I'm just trying to think of the name of that movie. What is it? Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. My favourite movie in the world is...
8 seconds.
Eight seconds.
Oh, now, only movie.
I just Googled famous lines from 8 seconds, and this is the first one that came up. Let's see if I can quote it. They're in an aeroplane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
One of them poems. Oh.
I ain't got one good one.
That's all right.
There's 100 years of history and 100 years of that
all gathered in the digging going on beneath his hat.
Safe
the cold flame burns within him till his skin is as cold as ice.
Okay.
And the Jews he paid to get here are worth every sacrifice.
Okay.
It's let's turn that mic off.
Let's turn it down. Andrew in Hillbank, hit it.
How are you guys? Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movement? Viva Danang. Oh, viva Danang. Danang me.
Wow.
Andrew, that's very good.
That's very good.
I mean, you did give away the name of the film right at the start, but that is an excellent impersonation of Robin Williams. Yeah. Well done.
What is the concept of that film?
He's an American radio DJ that broadcasts in Vietnam.
During the war.
During the war, yes.
I'd like to see that.
Okay. Well, you can watch it.
It's a good film.
All right.
It's a good film.
Next.
Right. Kayleen in Surrey Downs, what's your movie line?
My legs. I can't feel my legs.
Forrest Gump.
Actually, I thought Forrest Gump as well.
No, just can you give us a little bit more, Kayleen?
No, that's all I remember. My legs. I can't feel my legs.
Oh, I'm thinking, is it Anchorman when the weather guy...
Nah, it's a cartoon, I reckon. Is it a cartoon?
Yeah.
Is it the one...
Give us one clue, like a word or something.
Oh, yeah.
Madagascar?
No, it's Shrek.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with us?
Oh, Shrek, yes.
What is wrong with us?
Adelaide would be thinking we're idiots.
I was so familiar to me, and I was thinking, yeah.
I'm making waffles.
Well done, Kayleen. We're stupid.
Jillian in the southeast, what's your movie line for us?
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Well, that's Forrest Gump right there, isn't it?
Yes, good. Yeah. That makes us look... That redeems ourselves. Thank you very much.
It's a classic.
That's a classic.
Emma is from North Haven. What about you, bud?
All right, ready? I don't want to be a pa. I don't like gravy.
Oh, one more time, please.
Okay. I don't want to be a pa. I don't like gravy.
Oh, is it Oliver Twist?
No.
It's not that ad for Chum, the dog food.
Yeah.
That's not higher.
Did you say pirate or pa?
No, pie.
I don't want to be a pie.
I reckon no.
Do you know
it?
Yeah. No. Give it to us, Emmy. What is it?
It's chicken run.
Chicken run, okay.
I don't want to be a pie, yeah, okay. All right, Mandy in Albert Park, what's your movie line?
Nah, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee.
Everyone loved the castle, didn't they?
Well done.
A classic.
All right, last one here.
Charmaine in Smithfield Plains, over to you. What have you got for us? What's your favourite movie line?
My first day as a woman, and I'm ready to get in hot flushes.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, good guess.
There we go.
There have been so many. What about You Complete Me?
Oh, thank you.
Eddie Maguire.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Limo's legend and loser of the week.
Oh, it's been another big week, guys. Any nominations? Beck, have you got a nomination for Legend of the Week?
Oh, I'm going to go with the South Australian film industry. Some big stars being attracted here. Julia Garner in town at the moment from Ozark and Inventing Anna. Shooting the Royal Hotel, which I think is great. It's about the 15 buck chuck at the Royal.
there we go.
I'd love to have seen you there.
Creating hundreds of jobs, that one as well. So, yes, very good. Cos nominations for Legend.
Well, today tickets go on sale for R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Fat Man Scoop just gave us this gold.
Yo, what's up, Adelaide? This is Fat Man Scoop. I'm coming up soon with SAFM's Beck, Kazi, and Limo. Let's go!
And, you know, he was like the nicest guy ever, so he's my legend. Mm.
There we go. I'm also going to nominate Serena Williams, who announced her retirement / not retirement ahead of her final tournament, the US Open, coming up. And our Com Games team finished on top of the medal tally. Well done.
Yeah.
But our Legend of the Week, Olivia Newton-John. And it's just been incredible watching everyone reflect on her life, and it's testament to what a beautiful person she was and what an incredibly positive impact she's had.
That was a good part of the song.
Not to mention that this has gone to number one everywhere around the globe, this song.
Here we go.
You've got to sway, too. You can't stay still in your seat with this one. You've got to sway.
Takes back to your childhood.
Definitely a swaying song, that one. So our Legend of the Week, Olivia Newton-John. Our losers, Google for having an outage. Gee, that caused all sorts of issues this week. Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, I bet the rumours are in that they've split up.
Yeah, it's been a bit quiet since the original announce.
I believe he still has 2 months left on his contract too, so I'm surprised that they would end it early. A tough one for Pete Davidson. Here he is on stage talking about the challenges of dating Kim Kardashian.
Because, you know, people try to give you advice, but even friends that are, like, older, they're like, I don't know. He's like, it looks pretty bad, bro. I hope. Good luck. Sorry. Here if you need. But, like, no advice. No one was like, this is what you do. Everyone was like, oh, yeah. You staying with your mom? You in a safe spot?
Kanye,
but our loser of the week is Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, who had his Mar-a-Lago residence raided by the FBI as part of an investigation. And Donald Trump was asked what they took from the residence. And he said,
woman,
this.
Man, camera, TV.
Okay, it's a pretty serious raid.
Any excuse to get Trump back on.
Beck, Kazi and Limo. SAFM.